The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. And today we're going to talk this post update on the status of Donda. And I'm a little conflicted because I've been trying not to cover every little bit of news that we get about Donda from just random insiders, right? Because I feel like there's a danger there, because you either end up overhyping or like killing hype, in the sense that if I'm posting about it all the time, can just keep going, is the album coming out? And it can feel repetitive and also really deflating when the album doesn't come out. But then also if just like, oh, the album's scrapped, this is scrapped, it also, I think, carries kind of more of a negative vibe to it when we really don't know what's going on in the process. So I try to pick my spots when covering this kind of stuff. And this felt like one that was a little more, I mean, it's marked as important, right? A little larger to discuss. It's getting upvotes. It's coming out of a period where we haven't had a lot of information. So I wanted to speak to this. And you can see here, it's from, like, Ghost Bubbles is posting. Ghost tends to have a lot of great information and great perspective and just content in general. But from an insider, Kanye's team has recently informed everyone that the album Donda has been scrapped, likely related to the recent Dame documentary leaks. Immediately upon reading that, it just struck me as being weird. So the Dame documentary leaks, you can see back here at the end of January, and I made a video about this recently, that there was a Dame Dash documentary about being in Wyoming with Kanye that was posted on Vimeo back in like October or November and wasn't private. And it just took people until January to accidentally stumble upon it. And it was a 30-minute documentary that's Dame Dash talking about being in Wyoming. And Kanye's featured in it, but it's more like Dame Dash is the protagonist and hero of this documentary, discussing what it's like working with Kanye, his history with Kanye, he and Kanye being the same. And people were into it. Other people were a little more critical of it. But throughout the documentary, it featured snippets of what seemed like songs from Donda. And we're talking, I think it was like 10 to 15 songs. But the snippets were just that, like 15, 20 seconds kind of thing. So we weren't getting like 2 minutes of a song and you're hearing the full thing. I don't even know how many of them were finished rather than just like random parts. But this person's saying that because of that, likely related to the Dame Dash documentary leaks, Kanye would have scrapped the entire album. The only thing that doesn't really add up about that, and I do want to say, like, if somebody is an insider and they are seeing things directly from Kanye's team, they would absolutely have more information than me. Nobody has shared anything. I've been shared other things, but nobody shared information with me on the album. So this is me just being assumptive. So you can take me with a grain of salt, right? And decide if you want to believe me or believe this person. I wanted to put that out there. But the documentary was filmed in July. And we were seeing Kanye and Dame together in July, in August, but then things really died off. And I think Dame himself said that he had spoken in like October or November. He hadn't spoken to Kanye in a few months. So that means that the music that's in the documentary is probably music from like Donda Volume version 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, back in that July and August period, right? Where there have been continued reports and continued like information coming out, other versions coming out of songs. Like Kanye has continued to work on Donda and revise and evolve the album. So that's the thing that doesn't add up to me that much, is the fact that if all the music on the documentary is from one of the earliest versions of Donda, would Kanye really care if those snippets were released and how many people saw it? Like, it was online for a couple days before it got taken down, maybe less than 24 hours before it got taken down. And most of the people that were listening to it are people on West Sub Ever, a few people in like other social media Kanye circles, but it's not like these songs were playing on the radio. It's not like they were getting national attention the way that maybe when Yeezus leaked ahead of time or the College Dropout ahead of time. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it's a huge leak in the sense that Kanye would cancel the whole album over it, especially if those songs are mostly outdated and have been changed significantly. Now, you remember the College Dropout leaked, I think it was in November when it was supposed to come out in December, and Kanye pushed it a few months and redid the track list, added things, put whole new songs together, and still released the album, right? So maybe in his older age, he's tired of that and just doesn't want to mess around with it. But at the same time, it still feels like this is maybe an excessive reason and reaching for me. Like, it's somebody saying like, okay, this thing happened and now this thing happened, so it's likely related to the Dame documentary leaks, but I don't think it is. That doesn't add up. I'm not saying that the album isn't scrapped. That could absolutely be, but I don't think that it's from this. And I also don't know until I see some kind of proof, like somebody has like an email that's showing something, or I don't know, something, then I'm just going to take this with a grain of salt. And you can see here that just a few hours later, so this was 6 hours ago, right? And now 4 hours ago, somebody else that's in like the leak community that has connections and hears things, Mole Man says, Donda coming, Yeezy Gap sooner than soon, which again, also take with a grain of salt, but it just shows like the conflicting information that we have regarding this, where you can have somebody just post like from an insider, it's scrapped, and somebody else who has been right at times, has been wrong at times, saying Donda coming, which is why covering this stuff can get so exhausting and why I typically don't. But I feel like with the popularity of this post, it's going to start having people just saying that this is what's happening when it may not be. So that's why I wanted to make this video addressing that specifically. Where does that mean the album is? We have no idea. My sense is that it's probably going to be renamed and it's probably going to be reworked. I don't think it's going to be as drastic of a difference as Yandi to Jesus is King, but I also feel like it might be a difference of So Help Me God 2015 version to The Life of Pablo 2016 version, where both were dealing with religion in some sense and Kanye's like crisis of religion at that period and marriage and just where he was at in his life. But the idea gets like hugely refined. So I don't know if this is still going to deal with children or with parenthood and that relationship that it seemed was going to be a part of the album, as well as America in God's country, right? And that's just going to be pivoted in some new direction post-election, post whatever's happening with Kim and whatever Kanye is going through. But I feel like we are not going to get Donda that Kanye had intended to release in July. So we might get something inspired by it. We might get something branching off of it. We might get something entirely different. Who knows? But I feel like it's definitely probably evolved. So I think just saying that it's scrapped is in spirit accurate. But the reason just doesn't add up to me. So we'll see. And then we're into February, which was the time everybody was targeting for Yeezy Gap's release. And we still haven't heard any updates about that as well, which is a little puzzling. So maybe Kanye is trying to put music together to coincide for it, but you think that Gap would have a harder deadline for when they're trying to roll things out. So as there's more updates on Yeezy Gap, we'll definitely be making videos as that information trickles out or gets flooded out. We'll see. And then whenever there's another significant album information, we'll cover that as well. But if you have any questions, thoughts, concerns about this information, you want anything clarified, you have theories of your own, go ahead and leave them below. A side note, we have also started our, I don't have the tab open, but our late registration podcast series, going line by line, song by song through late registration, explaining the album narrative and themes. So if you want to check that out, the Heard 'Em Say episode just dropped last week, as well as the opening intro video. This week we're going to be having Touch the Sky and Gold Digger coming out. So you can look forward to that on all podcast platforms, and our graduation episodes are coming to Patreon sooner rather than later this month as Travis gets those edited. So if you want to hear the graduation episodes ahead of everyone else, you can go to patreon.com/Kanye Podcast. And then if you're enjoying the YouTube channel, then just liking, commenting, subscribing, anything like that goes a long way in supporting us. So until next time, stay wavy, and, you know, for the love of Kanye, stay loopy.
3 Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.